Well, insurance companies gear up for it, and panel beaters do some of their best business thanks to the hailstorms that form along our coastline. Storms always grab our attention, but hail can be very damaging. It's the sound that sends us running to our cars to try and get them under cover, starts hurting our heads, and we start looking for cover. Spring and early summer is hailstorm season, and hail as big as mangoes have been hitting the North Queensland coast. In fact, an Australian record hailstone, 16 centimetres across, was recorded near Mackay at Yarlborough just last month. This eclipsed the 1991 record of 14 centimetres in Kempsey, New South Wales. How big can hail get, and just how much can we expect coming our way? I asked Dr. Joshua Soderholm from the Bureau of Meteorology how we get really big hailstones.
For hailstones to be big, you really need two things. You need very cold air aloft, because obviously the water needs to freeze onto the hailstones quickly. And you need lots of warm, humid air at the surface, because that's what fuels the thunderstorms where these hailstones grow. So when those two things come together, like what we saw on tropical coast of Queensland last Tuesday, then you can get some monsters.
Does it start off as a small one, then it goes up and down in the atmosphere and adds more moisture and freezes and sort of grows like that?
Yeah. So now we're talking more about the cutting edge of research. So we know all hail starts as a little ice particle, just a few millimetres across. And what it does is it travels through a part of the thunderstorm called an updraft. And this updraft contains lots of humid, moist air from the surface that's cooling rapidly. And this little ice particle collects all those little droplets and it grows. And the longer it can stay in that region of the storm, the bigger it grows. So rather than going up and down, we see hailstones grow larger, more so when they can hang out in this area a bit longer.
Some people reckon that, you know, they can tell from looking at clouds whether they're snow clouds. Is it the same thing for hail? They can go, oh, that looks like a hailstorm coming.
Yeah, if your perspective is right on the cloud, the rain falling out from underneath can sometimes look a little bit white. So that's an indication that you've actually got a bit of hail mixed in there as well. So that's definitely possible, but it's not something you can rely on. Unfortunately, you just got to be prepared for anything because these thunderstorms are always changing and the conditions under them can change as well. So you can go from rain, small hail, large hail in tens of minutes.
And what do you recommend when a hailstorm's approaching?
While it's safe to do so, get your car under cover, the animals out of the way, secure your property. But when lightning is close and when the storm is approaching, the best place to be is inside, without a doubt.
And with lightning, is it still the thing where you count between the sound of the thunder and then the lightning?
Yeah, so that's an indication of how far away the lightning bolt has struck, the difference between when you see it and when you hear the sound. But with any storm, if you can hear the lightning, then the storm is already within less than 10 kilometres away. So you should already be preparing to get indoors by the time you hear the lightning anyway.
And you mentioned coastal areas. Are they more likely to get hailstorms? I mean, is there some areas which are just more hailstorm prone?
Yeah, definitely. So our hailstorm hotspot in Australia is around the Grafton region of northeast New South Wales. That's got the optimal mix of that warm coastal humid air and that cold air which comes from down south. So it's definitely the coastal areas because we need that extra moisture that comes with the ocean, being next to the ocean.
Right. So if you're moving to Grafton, look for places that don't have any Alcinite roofs or things like that.
Yeah, and the locals there are very resilient to hailstorms. Tell you that.
At the Bureau of Meteorology, do you ever get swamped by information coming from all parts of the country with things like storms that are coming and it seems to be everything's happening at once?
With these outbreaks, what we saw last week is we had storms stretching from central New South Wales all the way up into tropical Queensland at the same time and across multiple days. So you can imagine processing that information along with everything we get on social media as well. So there's thousands of people putting photos out there as well. And putting all that information together to both forecast and then reconstruct these cases can be very demanding, I can tell you that.
Right. So, the social media is really giving you a lot of information now, is it?
Yeah, it's just fantastic because people are able to send photos and videos of these events straight away. So in the past, they would have written a letter or called up the Bureau of Meteorology, but now by putting a photo on Instagram and tagging the Bureau, it gives us a pretty clear picture straight away of where this is occurring and what the hazards are.
So that means that people are actually making a difference to the predictive capacity or the capacity of the Bureau to do its job.
Yeah, without a doubt. The storm reports that we receive, particularly for hail, that's the only way we can confirm that hail is happening because it's not measured by any traditional sensor. So when you send in that photo, particularly if it has a measurement, say a ruler or it's next to a golf or cricket ball, it gives us a really accurate idea that, yes, hail is occurring, and yes, it's about this severe.
Yes, time to get your cars under cover. Dr. Joshua Soderholm from the Australian Bureau of Meteorology speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.